This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me this morning is the Director of Tourism for the City of Pontiac, Ellie Alexander. How are you this morning, Ellie?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fine, and it's been a while since we talked, but thankfully, things are opening up again. Things are starting to happen again, so I'm hoping we'll be talking a lot more.
Oh, I'm sure we will, because it's going to be a beautiful year. I believe we're past the worst of it, and everything we have planned this year is going to go off without a hitch.
Speaking of things you've got planned this year, something is coming up in just a couple of days, and what we're talking about is the Red Carpet Corridor events. So what's planned for Pontiac?
For Pontiac, we are blessed to have our community art center doing a fine art show. It's called the Swinging Bridges Art Festival. That'll be taking place on Saturday and Sunday. The official Red Carpet Festival is a one-day event now, but the art fair will be taking place on Sunday as well. So those of you that get out and are able to spend the Saturday along all of the other towns, on Sunday we'll still be here doing the same thing. So there's plenty of time to get to Pontiac and spend some time in the museums, the art fair. We're also going to have a touch-a-truck event on Saturdays. The little ones like to come and climb all over the trucks and toot the horns and just have some fun in downtown. That's going to be actually in the block south of the courthouse, and that is named Block 59, so that'll be taking place down there. And, of course, our museums will be open 10 to 4, and they're, again, open Saturday and Sunday. So in Pontiac, I think we're going to have a good turnout. We've had a lot of calls and requests for information. Something new this year, because of COVID, we are doing a virtual type goodie collection, and that is when you go to each community along the corridor, there will be a four-digit kind of a PIN number. There will be signage where to go to get the number, and then you can either write that number down, or you can use the Route 66 Byway app. If you log into the app and put the code in for every community, when you complete it, you will get a commemorative postcard mailed to you.
Well, that's an interesting way around the problem.
It is. We were really blessed. The Byway created a new website and app, and it had those capabilities to it. And being as we're still iffy when we started planning this, especially of what were we actually going to be able to do because of restrictions. So this was the best of both worlds, where we still get to have the festival, people still get to go out. I think people are really dying to get out on the road. We're seeing the attendance at the museums growing. A lot of more local and Midwest people are comfortable going out. So I think this way we can get people out on the road and having some time to spend in each of our communities and not add the added risk of the goodies and the crowds and all that. So we hope it's as successful as we plan for it to be.
When folks come to Pontiac or any of the other communities along the Red Carpet Corridor, are there going to be social distancing and mask requirements in place, or is it vary from town to town?
We are asking that we follow all the CDC guidelines, and you know, obviously if you're outdoors, there's a different set of rules, but if you're inside any of the businesses, we're asking that you please put your mask on.
I also understand, Ellie, that the historic homes of Pontiac are going to be open for the first time in quite some time.
Yes, we're excited about that, too. They will be open on Saturday, May 1st, and then again on May 15th, and then the third Saturday of the month after that through October.
Well, they are nice places to see. The Jones House, the Stravell House, and the Yost House are the homes we're talking about. They're all available for tours and just interesting glimpses into the past, and we hope people take advantage of the fact that Pontiac is going to be open for business during the Red Carpet Corridor event on the 1st and even on the 2nd as the Swinging Bridges Arts Festival is going on. If people want to find out more about all the things we've been talking about, Ellie, where do they go?
They can just go to ilroute66redcarpetcorridor.com.
We hope they do. And Ellie, it's nice of you to join us today. Thanks for the great information. And we'll be looking forward to the Red Carpet Corridor events.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
Ellie Alexander is the Director of Tourism for the City of Pontiac. She's been our guest on the Community Forum right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.